Earlier this year, longtime Arizona Republic dining critic Howie Seftel put away his knife and fork and expense reports. After a lengthy search, the paper found his successor, Dominic Armato, the founder of PhoenixFoodNerds.com. Dominic, are you going to approach reviews differently than what people have expected from a traditional critic?
I don't know that it's any different in terms of how I approach it. I mean, you know, what matters is the food and the service in the room and you know, the experience. I mean, there's a whole experience there, and I don't think that changes at all. I mean, I think, you know, obviously the fact that it's a non-anonymous role now and that you know, I'm going to be out there talking with readers and talking with chefs and doing events and writing other pieces that are not just reviews. You know, it broadens the scope outside of the review context, but I think the reviews themselves, you know, that's its own little box. You know, it's one thing. It's, you know, I want to get in there and talk to people. Hey, tell me about this dish. What makes this so cool? I want to learn from you guys. And then, you know, then it's sort of like, now it's review time.
You mentioned the anonymity part going away. And some people are really concerned about that because they feel like you're going to get treated better than the average person because they're going to say, oh, well, I know Dominic. I've seen his face before. Let's give him a little extra kick that maybe the other person wouldn't get. Why shouldn't people be concerned about that?
I think they should be concerned about it. There's nothing wrong with being concerned about that. I think it's a totally reasonable concern. And when they say that, you know, I will probably be treated differently, they're probably correct, you know. And it's not, I don't think of it so much, you know, this isn't an attack on traditional anonymous restaurant criticism. I'm a big fan of that. And I believe in anonymity as an Olympian ideal. But it's really hard to do nowadays, you know, and you know, a couple things. I mean, one of the things is that I kind of feel like this anonymous or non-anonymous debate, and it's a good one, is kind of predicated on the notion that anonymous reviews are actually anonymous, which a lot of times is not the case. You know, I mean, all it takes today, and you hear the stories that get out into the press, you know, about how someone takes a little smartphone picture and, you know, these chefs know each other and they pass it around. Next thing you know, half the town's got the critic's photo. I'm sympathetic to that concern, and it's a real concern. But, you know, it's one that can be addressed both by being aware of what's going on. I mean, you know, to anyone who's paying attention, you can tell if one table's getting a whole lot more attention than the rest of the room. But beyond that, it's like, you know what? There are a lot of reviews that you've read that were, in theory, anonymous reviews that weren't, you know, because it's in the restaurant's best interest to keep that quiet if they know a critic's in the house. So, you know, there's a trade-off. You know, it's a trade-off. There are you are giving up something. I don't want to diminish that. But at the same time, you know, you're gaining the ability to do other things as well. And I think it's a good trade-off. And, you know, I think it makes it for not a better role, but just a different role. And I'm excited to explore that a little bit because this is kind of new, you know. I mean, there are some critics who are just kind of dropping anonymity and then it's business as usual, you know. But we're really kind of approaching this from the start as a very different sort of role. And, you know, and I hope we get the chance to really explore that and do some cool things and see what works and what doesn't. And we'll adjust as we go.
Are you going to be able to kind of stay diverse in terms of the neighborhoods you cover?
It's a difficult thing because I know sometimes people get frustrated because they feel like dining coverage is so centered on, you know, Old Town Scottsdale and Arcadia and to a lesser extent downtown, you know. And you know, to a certain extent, that's inescapable because so many high profile restaurants open there. But, you know, I mean, what gets me so jazzed is trying to just drive around and walk into, you know, 40 different restaurants in one day and take a peek at all the menus and try to find something different and interesting. And I love digging like that. That's always been something that excites me. So I, you know, I want to get all around town and I want to try to find as much as possible outside of that context. And like one of the things that makes me so excited right now, there's almost like this little mini revolution that's kind of just starting to get going, and I hope it catches on, you know, with Little Miss Barbecue and Welcome Chicken and Donuts and Noble Eatery. You know, there are these little places now that are starting to buck the conventional wisdom that, hey, if you're a high profile chef, oh, you've got to, you know, you've got to have a big build out and you've got to be in Old Town Scottsdale and you got to have plenty of parking and it's got to be this big, beautiful room and you have to have a big menu for everybody. And that's not the case. You know, I mean, these places are showing, you know what, you can just do a couple of things and do them really, really, really well.
Is there a concern that, like, some places you just really don't want to have to go back to the third time, but you have to do the review?
Absolutely. I mean, that is, you know, it's funny because there's sort of this, I think there's this perception that, oh, it's great, you get to go out and eat all the time. How much fun is that? And it's like, yeah, it's great, except when you have to keep going back to places that you don't like at all. And it's like after a second or a third time, it's like, it's hard not to take it personally sometimes, you know. It's like, oh, come on, you guys. I just, you know, can we get this right? It gets frustrating, and you know, eating can be work. You know, I just published a piece about, you know, 20 BLTs around town. And like, you know, on BLT 2 or 3, it's like, this is great. By the time you get to BLT 17 or 18, it's like, just kill me now, please. I'm done with BLTs.
Dominic Armato is the new dining critic for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Dominic, great to meet you. Thanks for
coming. Likewise. Thank you very much.